RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Prescott under center. Play action, back to throw. Right side of the end zone. Back of the end zone, Ferguson. In the right back corner of the end zone. Never mind fourth down. They cashed it in. Prescott to Ferguson.
Hour two with the KNC Masterpiece here on your home of America's Team 105.3. The Fan, following the Cowboys win over Washington 30-23 alongside AM on the FM himself, Alec Medford. I'm Will Chambers. Kevin Walker back in the cup. Aiden coordinating your video on Twitch, YouTube, and 105.3thefan.com. And let's go out to the star and open up this hour with Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Happy holidays, Mickey. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing okay. We're making it through the holidays. A little nasally, so I hope it doesn't annoy you as much as it's annoying myself. But you had to enjoy yesterday.
We extended the holiday because I stayed behind here in Washington, D.C. To kind of enjoy one day of holiday anyway after we worked yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, at least you get to enjoy it in the Capitol. Hopefully the weather's okay. How much fun was it yesterday?
Not.
It's not?
It's
it sucks up there?
It's like 30 degrees and it's kind of, it's not snowing, it's not raining, but it's kind of misting right now.
It's 76 here. It's crazy.
I just said, when we were walking here, I said, oh, why do people live here? It's cold. I'm actually standing outside right now in front of the White House.
Well, what a flex.
Right.
That's awesome.
But anyway, we need to talk football.
Yeah. Hey, look, we just talked to Jerry, and it's so easy for all of us to kind of play sports and be like, well, this is what I would do, you know, like... But at the end of the day, this is their job. This is what they get paid for. Dak is having such an unbelievable season. He's got a shot at the passing title. He wants to play next week, and you totally expect that. But, you know, the human element is, but you don't want to risk him, too, being injured going into next year. How do you look at the decision on what to do with Dak and some other starters?
Yeah, since you're factoring in that he got sacked six times and hit like another
11.
Dozen
yeah.
times in the game, 11. You know, I think what I would do, but here's the deal. You got to prepare the backup quarterback, right? You got to prepare Joe Milton if he's going to play. So that's got to be a decision made on Monday. This week... It would have been so unfair to start Joe Milton because they never really practiced. I think Schottenheimer said they had like 6 to 8 full speed snaps on Tuesday. They didn't had a walkthrough on Monday. Basically, you left on Wednesday, so it was another walkthrough. So how unfair would it be to send Milton out there this Christmas Day with no preparation whatsoever. And I think everybody needs to understand that the backup quarterback basically gets no snaps with the first team offense during the week. They get the scout team offenses. So to me, you would have sent a quarterback out there ill-prepared, probably had hardly any snaps with the first team offense since the end of training camp, to go out there and say, okay, big boy, let me see what you can do, right? So that part of it would have been unfair. Now, going forward, I could see maybe starting Dak and allowing him to play the first quarter, second quarter, see how things go, and then maybe go to Joe Milton. But I think they're still feeling like it's important to be able to win this game and not finish with a losing season, to have something to build on going into next year.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of guys in that locker room that are going to be fighting to play, especially with how the offense looked yesterday. It was actually fun to watch. It was a little up and down for Dak, but one of my favorite numbers out of this, Mickey, 6 of 6 on fourth down, and I think Brian Schottenheimer took a bit of a step forward in his offensive play calling. What did you think of his game calling the plays for the offense?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they weren't very good on third downs, which forced them to go for it on fourth down, and the fact that they went 6 for 6. Yeah, you're exactly right. Because if you look at Dak's kind of raw numbers and say, well, he only completed about 50% of his passes, he wasn't that good. And then you look down where the yardage is, and he threw for 300 yards again and converted, you know, he was in charge when they converted 6 of 6 fourth down. So, yeah. I think we were all reminded, and everybody else reminded, of how dynamic this offense really can be, scoring 30 points once again and enabling them to outscore a defense that, again, I know they only gave up 23 points, but it was kind of a shaky 23 points when you see a guy run untouched 72 yards for a touchdown, right? So, but this offense has mostly been consistent all season long, and it was a good thing they were again Christmas Day. Otherwise, they very well could have lost that game.
Yeah, we just spoke with Jerry and asked him specifically if he's, you know, pleased with, you know, the scheme that he's had on defense, the coaching staff, and he was pretty definitive. He said, no, not at all. I've got a lot of work to do over there. What do you think is going to be next for this defense?
Get some players. You know, everybody talks about scheme. Okay, scheme this, scheme that, but who's running the scheme? And I think that's one of the things that's, you know, got to improve. You know, the linebackers, you're playing a raw rookie at linebacker, Shamar James. And, you know, he made some plays, but he missed some plays, too, just because of his, I think, inexperience. And they still gave up, you know, I know half the 150-some yards they gave up rushing was the one run. But if you take that one run away, they were pretty good defensively, right? So that's the hard thing to understand, what went wrong on one run. So, again, you know, it's got to be players. I mean, what scheme do you want to play? Do you want to play man? They were playing man in the secondary and getting beat. You want to play zone? They were getting beat playing zone. It's who's getting beat. You know, you're without Deron Bland. Trayvon Diggs is a shell of himself. You know, who goes out and gets flagged for a horse collar tackle when you didn't tackle the guy, right?
Amen.
He tried.
I know.
You know, and so yeah. That tells you where he's at right now. So, yeah, I think we worry about scheme. I worry about who's playing the scheme.
Well, Mickey, the good news is somebody who didn't get beat yesterday, Logan Wilson. Because he didn't play.
he was the only guy other than Milton that didn't play. So they're playing everybody. You know, when you guys, not you guys, but people are saying, well, you know, you got to just play the backups. Well, they are playing the backups. Everybody's playing. And so I don't know, And then again, so if you don't play, say you don't play Dak, are you playing the offensive lineman too? Because then it wouldn't be fair to Joe Milton. You got to play the wide receivers, or it wouldn't be fair to Joe Milton. Otherwise, it's basically a preseason game if you pull everybody else back if you're not playing Dak. And there's only so many guys you can pull back, as we saw, because everybody's playing anyway.
Well, on that note, speaking of people who are potentially a little dinged up and whatnot, and looking at some of the backups, we saw a lot of Malik Davis yesterday because Javonte re-aggravated that shoulder. Are you in the boat where you would say go ahead and sit this last game out for Javonte and let Malik Davis and maybe some Phil Maffa or Jaden Blue get some action? Because I don't want to risk any further damage to my bell cow running back.
Yeah, I would agree with that, absolutely, if he's still banged up. And you saw that they were kind of regulating his snaps early before he hurt it, and then they said, no, you're done, because Davis was getting, a series here and a series there. And, yeah, and I can see doing that. And, you know, and that shows you the other part about this offense is they sent in their backup running back, and he goes for season-high 103 yards rushing. So, you know, that, again, speaks volumes of how good this offense is and can be going forward.
It has been an incredible year offensively. I mean, is this the best you've ever seen Dak?
I've seen him play awfully well. I always remember the 2023 season when, you know, he was what, runner up for NFL Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really, really good. I thought, you know, short of this game, his accuracy has been phenomenal. His ability to not only throw the ball, but you see when he needed to run, he ran. And you know, that one time he put a move on a guy to pick up the first down. So, I think he's been really, really good. And today, more so than anything, he was clutch in very tight situations. So, I think that he has played awfully, awfully well. And I use this note, and it just keeps reminding me of before the season started, NFL.com polled the players for their top 100 players in the league. And Dak came in 79th, and he was the 13th of 14 quarterbacks in the top 100. So that kind of tells you what players know about the talent they're up against.
Are you doing the tour today in the White House?
No, I'm just walking. I'm just sitting here watching all the people, and they're actually playing, I think it sounds like Christmas carols. But this, I can't tell you how much this has changed. And, you know, I've been to the White House many, many times, and, you know, several years ago. But there are more fences and gates and security than you've ever seen before.
Yeah, is that what the is the construction still going on? Aren't they doing construction on the?
Looks like the east wing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure which wing I'm supposed to be looking for, but there seems to be an empty spot on one end of it, and I see some stuff covered up with I don't know what it is, but yeah. Anyway, I saw people walking on the roof. And I said, oh, no, they got security up there. But it looked like they were construction workers up there.
Yeah, well, be careful. Don't piss off security, okay?
Yeah, right. That's the last thing I want to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, enjoy what's left of your holiday. And we'll look forward to hearing from you next week.
All right, I'll be ready to go on Monday to finish out this season.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mickey. Take care.
See you guys.
All right, that's Mickey Spagnuolo, brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. You've ever done the tour?
No.
I haven't either.
I haven't even been there, so.
Really?
Yeah. I've only been to three states in my life.
Actually, it's been a long time. Three states?
Yeah. I know how to party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What states are they?
I have been to Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, that's some things we need to work on here, yep. Alec. All right. AM on the FM is next, so where are we going?
We got the question of the day.
Apparently not very far.
Plus, yeah, not at all. Plus, the best sound from the NBA yesterday. And no, it's not on the floor. Next on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up, one of my favorite segments in all of radio. It's the KNC Masterpiece. Will Chambers in today with Alec Medford. Mm-hmm. As well as Kevin Walker back in the Pimp Cup, and yes, on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, I do agree. Your texts have been fire today, and we haven't been able to get to them because we've been talking to Jerry and Mickey, but come on, guys. Prescott has never been this good in the red zone. Even those 12-win seasons, defense scoring and field goals mostly in the red zone, I think this particular level up will translate into the postseason. I agree with that, and again, I'll go into something I said earlier, my frustration of this year with the Cowboys of not making it to the playoffs, because this is, you know, to me, this is the best I've ever seen Dak. That's how I see it.
I'd agree.
Let's do a little AM on the FM, shall we?
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time.
Was that me in there saying, Alec, that was awful?
No, that was Jared Sandler.
Okay. See, even I think we sound alike.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes! That just made my day. That just made my day. It is time for AM on the FM. Thank you for that. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. Yeah, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, we've got some sound from the NBA over the past couple of days. My favorite sounds. No, not on the floor. One of them is very concerning. We will get to that here in just a little bit. Shout out Jimmy Butler. But We're going to go to the National Day calendar in just a second, because first I want to make a personal announcement. Big news. I've joined the Stanley team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not partnering or sponsoring or anything.
Just shouting them out.
I gave in to the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that I needed to go out and seek a specific cup to drink water from. I got it a couple days ago, and it has changed my mind about everything.
What do you like about it? What do you love about it?
What I love is that I put ice water in there, and it is still the same exact temperature at the end of the day. I go through multiple cups of water per day, so it doesn't ever last that long. But if it were to, it's going to be that same temperature every single time. And two, it finally fits in my cup holder, in my beautiful Chevy Blazer from Platinum Chevrolet, by the way. Go shout out Justin Rudd.
That might be my favorite part of it.
Yes, because
the fact that it fits.
I have such narrow cup holders for some reason. I don't know why Chevy does this. I love it. But I don't understand why the other ones, because actually, Will, I was using the same exact water bottle that you are using before this.
Oh, this one?
Yes, the same exact one.
I don't even know what this is. This was given to me by my former employer.
Yes, so I was using that exact same thing.
W does not stand for Will.
Oh, interesting. I was using that same exact thing, and it did not fit in my cup holder. So I had to get one of those giant, bulky cup holder extenders so it sits above your cup holder. So my water bottle is up to my shoulder when I'm driving. I'm like, this makes no sense. So rant over. Stanley, thank you for everything you do.
Okay.
Anywho, the National Day calendar, gentlemen. It is Boxing Day, but we live in America, so. But it is also National Candy Cane Day. It's National Homeowners Day. It is National Thank You Note Day, which we're going to do Cowboys thank you notes and no thank you notes here in just a little bit. But it is also National Whiners Day. Yes, like the people who whine a lot, the people who complain a lot. So I ask you, gentlemen, and the Tolos, 877-881-1053, what is your biggest pet peeve right now?
Oh, my biggest pet peeve never changes. If I can hear you eating, I hate you.
I like it.
That might be a little strong.
No,
but
I
can't even. There years ago, Hardee's had a commercial where it was nothing but the sound. Well, it was a video, the person biting into a burger and chewing it. I shouldn't have let something just make me that angry, but I could not even believe it. I wanted to write my congressman or congresswoman. I that drives me absolutely insane.
I like it, though, because it drives me insane, too. In public places, especially if you don't know how to control yourself, I don't like you. I just don't like you. And I say right now, because I know you said yours is consistent, mine evolves. It changes all the time.
Your number one pet peeve?
Yes, because certain things just bother me more on a given day or a given week because it's happening a lot. But I'd say here specifically this week, slow drivers. That has been my number one, because I'm not blazing down the highway, even though I drive a Blazer. I'm not blazing at 100 miles an hour every time I'm on the highway. But when you get in the left lane and there's nobody on the highway because it's a holiday week and people are done traveling, they're not working, why are you going 60 miles an hour in a 75 mile an hour stretch of the highway? Why? It just makes no sense, because then, and you refuse to move in the process. Either get out of my way or don't get in the left lane.
I not that I'm trying to one-up you here.
Oh.
But to me, it's worse. What I hate more than that are the people that can sense that you're going to try to get over and speed up to not let you in.
Yes, that happened to me on the drive-in.
I mean, seriously.
Trying to get around the slow person in the left lane, the person in the right-hand lane
next
to me.
The lane is ending, and you notice, you're like, oh, damn, this lane is going to end. Construction or something, they have a lane blocked off. You're like, damn, I need to get over. And then all of a sudden, no one wants to let you over.
Exactly.
Because God forbid they be behind you. God forbid.
Mark that. It's usually on 75 as well, coming up towards the studio. 75 North is where I experienced that issue so much, where people just don't want to let you do anything. It's like, hey, especially when we're at the old building, when we're at 4131, you get off of Woodall Rogers and you're the next exit on the right, but it empties out onto the far left lane.
Yeah.
So I have three lanes of traffic to clear. It's bumper to bumper. It should be as easy as putting the blinker on, waiting for the next person to get past me, and then I just squeeze over. But no, you see that I went over and you speed up. I'm not trying to be better than you. I'm just trying to get to my job.
So in Main Street in Frisco, and anybody that lives in Frisco knows what I'm talking about, has been a mess construction-wise over the last year. If you're coming up like Main, like across, you're crossing Preston, like, you know, coming in towards downtown Frisco, there was construction where you had it, it was two lanes and it goes to, or three, it goes into two or two into one. And I'm on the way home and somebody did that, like knew that I was going to have to get over and then sped up. And I, so it's either I slam on the brakes and lose all my, you know, momentum and I'm stopping. Now I'm having to, like, you know, through traffic while I'm stopped, try to pull over, or I speed up and cut them off. So what did I do? I sped up and cut them off. They followed me.
Oh, God.
All the way to HEB.
Don't be that person.
And then started mouthing me in the parking lot. This couple, they're in, I don't know. What they, I think they're in like a BMW SUV, and I have like a smaller Mercedes SUV. Well, they cover like nice little matchbox, you know, car or something like that. And I just started laughing and walked in like, how angry, how much do you, like, are you not happy in your life?
Yeah.
Where you literally got so angry you followed somebody to let them know that you hate them and they have a small little tiny SUV car, according to you.
Ooh. From the 972, happens all the time when you drive a work van, especially in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad for those people that do drive the utility trucks and vans and stuff, because I usually look at you and I say, they're going to be going slower than me. I'm going to try to get around them. I never do anything rude, but I'm like subconsciously thinking, how can I get around them before I get near them? But I just feel bad because I feel like they get a stigma. Because a lot of them are GPS monitored, so they can't go any faster. So I empathize for you. That's why before I even get near you, I try to get next to you to get away. So I'm not
right.
I'm not giving you any trouble. You're not giving me any trouble. I know that you can't go any faster. Kevin, what is your biggest pet peeve right now?
I would say my biggest pet peeve, and it's been something I've noticed lately, is just people not responding when you say sorry. You bump into someone, oh, my bad, sorry. And then they walk away and you're like, okay, are you going to reciprocate my sorry? Another thing, you're crossing the street, and or you let someone cross the street, and they don't wave at you. I don't know why, but that just bothers me. If I let you cross the road, just give me a quick wave. Just,
you know,
just
nice
acknowledge it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been ticking me off lately.
I like it because a little acknowledgement goes a long way. It really does. And especially in big social settings for the first one that you mentioned. People bump into each other all the time. Shoulders get bumped, and it's like that's part of it because you're trying to navigate. Like, I was at the House of Blues Foundation Room on Saturday. It is very, very packed, right, for any function.
Yeah.
And at least a dozen people bumped into me, and they all apologized. And they're like, I'm sorry. And I always say, no, you're fine. I get it. It's understand. I try to have a lighter tone, too, to say, I get it. There are way too many people in this building right now. I get it. It's going to happen. But I always try to
acknowledge most people, for the most part, at concerts are like that.
Yeah. And I try to be the one person that's going to respond. I'm not going to start a conversation with you, but I will say, hey, it's all good.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I understand. But let's see, 877-881-1053, your biggest pet peeve right now. We're definitely getting some that we probably shouldn't read on the air as well. 469, bad drivers in general. Let's see. Plus one on the food noise is awful from the 214. There we go. From the 214 also, wow, all this time I thought that was Will Chambers on the AM on the FM intro. What's next? You're going to tell me that's not Mike Bassick too? Jeez.
Yeah.
I like this.
I thought it was great.
I like this. Keep those coming in. 877-881-1053. Your biggest pet peeve for National Whiners Day. If you are a whiner, go celebrate. Just not around me because I won't tolerate it. Real quick before we go to break, guys, we're going to get to one piece of audio here. and this is kind of concerning. I don't know if you saw the issues with the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr and Draymond.
I did.
Going back and forth on the bench, and Draymond just walks away. Jimmy Butler was asked about that and what kind of emotion, or if it does anything for him.
Did you learn anything about how they handle those type of situations, being, you know, kind of this maybe the first
one? I like that. Y'all yell at each other. Mm-hmm. Turn me on a little bit. I'm not going to even lie. I like that. I like the confrontation. It's good for us.
Said it turns him on a little bit, watching Draymond and Steve Kerr go back and forth at each other. That's not the phrase I would use. Would I say it fires me up a little bit? It gets me motivated to go out there and play?
Maybe it really does actually turn
me on a little bit.
And Jimmy Butler is an interesting cat in general.
Hey, you like what you like.
You like what you like. And hey, I don't even know how to follow up with that. Arguments turn on Jimmy Butler. That's the headline for AM on the FM.
I like it. I like it. Let's take a look at the updated playoff picture ahead of this weekend's games as we dip into a little gridiron gravy next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thank you, Kevin. Last night, something happened to a human being that I've never heard of before.
Ooh.
And the Mavericks lost.
Oh.
And J.J. Redick is not happy with his team.
At all.
That all coming up at the 12 o'clock hour here in the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Will Chambers in here today with Alec Medford and Kevin Walker. Appreciate you hanging with us. Merry Christmas to you all. Let's take a look around the entire National Football League and dip into a little gridiron gravy.
Dip.
How'd I do?
You did great.
Yeah. Okay.
The dulcet tones of Will Chambers.
It's powered by Men's T Clinic and DayQuil, actually.
You're going through it. I will give you your flowers real quick before we talk football. You do sound great for how bad I know you feel right now.
I thought you were say how bad you look.
No.
If you're watching on Twitch, YouTube, or 1053thefan.com, you could find that out, too. But thank you. Yeah, it's a rough one.
I don't know.
This is like two of the last 3 years. And I think it's because we went from, I mean, the fact that it's, what, 80 degrees yesterday? And like today, after being a little bit cold? Anyway. Okay, so what's up? Playoffs. It's so wild, man.
It's a weird year.
Do you want to do AFC or NFC first?
Let's start NFC.
All right, so what's wild, the wildest thing about the NFC is that the three teams that have the best chance at the number one seed are in the same division. How crazy is that? So you've got the Seahawks right now are in they're in the top spot. They're at 12-3. And they travel to across the country to Carolina, which, oh, by the way, it's a noon game. Well, like one local time, but, you know, Carolina ain't no pushover. I mean, they're leading their division, so that'll be interesting. Anyway, they've got a 50% chance to get the number one seed. The Bears are at 11-4, a 10% chance. The 49ers right now are the 5 seed at 11-4. They have a 26% chance of getting the number one seed, and the Rams are at 14% because both of them are at 11-4 with the Bears, and then you got the Seahawks obviously at 12-3. But is that not wild?
It is crazy, and it makes this time of the year really exciting because I feel like we've been spoiled, but it's also boring in a way the past few years in the AFC where it's pretty clear cut.
Yeah.
You have your blue bloods. You know that it's just, it's a battle.
You want something to be played for in week 17 and 18.
Exactly. And that's the issue that the league is going to run into as they keep expanding the season that I'm sure they've thought about. There's people that are way smarter than me and make a lot more money that have to think about these things whenever they consider expansion of the league in general. But that's one thing that I think is going to be really hard to tame. And especially, let's just say with the past decade of the NFC versus AFC. The NFC has been pretty boring in a way, where you kind of know that the West is going to be where people are going to actually get intense in terms of seeding. The AFC, you know it's the Chiefs, you know it's the Ravens, you know Cincinnati's always got a shot. Like, you kind of know what you're getting into with the Buffalo Bills as well.
Totally.
Like, if you keep,
it's totally different now. It's so crazy.
If you keep moving towards this 20-game schedule, which I think we're eventually going to get to, that week 21 game, I feel like, is going to be irrelevant more times than not. Week 20 is going to be irrelevant more times than not. Week 19, even, I feel like for a lot of teams, could mean absolutely nothing. So then it's just filler content. It's like that one episode of your favorite sitcom that you're like, it's a skip every single time because there's no substance. There's no story. They were just funny for a little bit, made some pointless jokes, and, you know, collected their check. I enjoy this. I really love that the NFC is so weird this year. I think the AFC is just as weird, too, in its own unique way, just because some of the top dogs are not as good as we thought.
So what's also interesting in the NFC this weekend, so in order for, say, let's say Seattle loses, like in order for anybody else to get the number one seed, right? So the Bears obviously would have to win out because they're, of all the teams that are vying for it, they have the lowest odds. So they have to win out. Seattle has to lose one of two. And in just that scenario, Chicago gets the one. But let's say that if Seattle wins on Sunday, I think that solidifies them over San Francisco in the division race. Thusly, the 49ers do not, they're in the playoffs, but they don't have to, they're really not playing for anything. So they could actually bench their starters. They could, you know, rest a lot of their guys. And I thought it was interesting, you know, obviously I'm looking ahead to this game, that I can't remember the stat exactly, but when Christian McCaffrey has over, a certain amount of touches. However many touches he had last week, like, that's the number. If he has that or more, they're like 0-7 the following week in the last 2 years or something like that.
Jeez.
And they're coming off a shorter week. I'm like, that's a really interesting game. The Bears give up a ton of yards. They end up getting the plays somehow to make it happen, whether it be a turnover. They got one last week on that fumble, and then the onside kick. They just, like, all the ways in which they just fell apart last year in games where you're like, how can one team snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory so many times? It's not quite that dramatic, but it's awfully dramatic with them. The Buccaneers right now, I think that they, isn't Carolina in front, but for some reason they've got like a lower percentage like to get into the playoffs. Anyway, it's just, it's weird there. But at least we have something that we're actually have to watch as far as seeding goes the final week and then probably going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and then something that makes it even more annoying for the NFC side of the field is I just saw on KNBR, John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers, mentioned that Fred Warner excelling at his ankle rehab and could return for the playoffs. So
everybody's going to be thrilled about that.
A sleeping giant that nobody has really paid attention to this year because
they had so many injuries early that we thought they're just going to go away, and they have not.
Exactly. And they are going to be such a pest in the playoffs because I think they are now exactly what we thought they were the past, I don't know, 3 years, where not you, but right. Me. I fell prisoner to the, okay, it's the 49ers against who?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, just because they had the rookie contract quarterback and they have all these veterans that are just so good and always available, like George Kittle, Fred Warner, so on and so forth. Juwan Jennings is having a lifetime season this year. He would not do that on any other team. But the 49ers find a way to confuse you in every which way possible and win games.
If they win out, they have home field, and guess where the Super Bowl is, too? That would be wild. I don't think nobody's had that. You know,
no.
I mean, Tampa played, you know, at home, and so did the Rams, but neither of those teams had, you know, home field advantage. With the AFC, it's looking pretty solid that it's going to be Denver. Although last night, I know it was like impressive as you watch it, but then you go, what does Kansas City have? Like, how was that close? And I think last night was a great indication as to why most of us are like, don't really trust them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was a great indication for me. And the AFC in general,
it's pretty much set.
It's nice to have parity, but it still goes back to what I was just saying, and you just said right there. It's pretty much set.
Yeah.
You know, the AFC is so crystal clear outside of the 1 and 2 seed.
And there's no Chiefs in it.
Weird. It's going to feel weird to not see Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid marching down the sidelines in the postseason this
year.
It's going to be really weird.
And like, we should put our crack staff on this. When's the last time, or I can maybe look it up, I'll go under Stathead. The last time that two number one seeds from the year before missed the playoffs, both, that's nuts. Can't imagine that's happened before. Let's ChatGPT that. That's a little gridiron gravy. Powered by Men's Tea Clinic. With Alec Metford, I'm Will Chambers. Let's head into hour number three of the K&C Masterpiece and look back to last night, not fondly. And what in the hell happened to this dude? That's all next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.